If a million monkeys sat down at a million computer keyboards, do you think that any of them might type to be or not to be if they were given enough time? That's what our host, Paul Taylor, will be looking at on today's broadcast.
Nearly everyone just knows that if enough monkeys were allowed to pound away at typewriters for enough time, they would eventually produce all the great works of literature. But there are some fundamental laws of science and some very simple common sense facts that show this claim to be nonsense. Perhaps after a day or two, some monkey might type the word two, with spaces before and after it. Eventually, another monkey might type the word be. Given sufficient time and monkeys, we might end up with to be or not to be. By this simple, mindless chance typing of letters, we could eventually get all the great works of literature. The truth is, time works against our fearless troop of innumerable monkeys. If they're going to get their work done, they have to get their job done in a hurry. Neither monkeys nor typewriters last forever. Then there is the problem of paper. Someone has calculated that even if monkeys and typewriters lasted forever, and there was an unlimited supply of paper, the worthless trash our monkeys would produce would fill the entire universe before they could get out one Shakespeare play, not to mention War and Peace. Neither science nor the laws of probability support this nonsensical theory about monkeys. Common sense shows us that this illustration, often used by evolutionists, reveals the anti-scientific nature of evolution. The Bible isn't against science. Evolution is anti-scientific.
To discuss any topic related to the Bible and science with creationists like yourself, we invite you to join the Creation Moments group on Facebook. You'll also meet members of our staff there. So join us today to learn more about our wonderful Creator and His awesome creation.